Kia hakai te ake I tērā waiata e te iwi nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Ko māua toni tēnei ko Daphne me Joel e kawe anei I te hōtaka o taumatahanga. Hoi nō rā I tātou mā, he kai kōrero tā māua kei runga I te waia kōrero I tēnei wā ko Zoe Vāri tērā. E kōrero ana mō tēnei mate te meningitis kua pākaha mai kia tātou I roto mai o te tai tukirei. Engari me tā huri a ki tātou ki te reo tuarua, ki te hakatau I aia ki tō tātou teihana. Kia ora Zoe.
Kia ora.
Can you introduce yourself to our listeners here in the far north?
Sure. Ko Zoe Vāri tōku ingoa, ko Ngāpui Tewi ki Whangarei. Engari ka noho au ki Puriroa, tēnei wā. Kei te mahi au ki te whare hauora o Oratua ki Takapuwahia I roto I te rohe o Puriroa. From Whangarei, but been in Puneke for a very long time now.
Ai, nei ratu mihi atu kia koe, a ko koe tētahi o ngā hoa o Donna?
Ai,
ko Joel Bristow tēnei.
Donna and I studied at the same time.
Ai, ko Joel Bristow tēnei, te horanga tira, Karen. Ai, nei ratu mihi atu kia koe e Zoe.
Kia ora.
Well, hoki atu mātou ki te kaupapa nei. We'll get straight on to the subject that is of great importance amongst us of Northland at the moment. And so, you know, we understand that your son was hospitalised with meningitis some time ago. And so could you tell us a bit about how that eventuated from the start to finish?
Sure. So it was a weekend. He'd been quite unwell for a day or two beforehand. He had fevers. He wasn't eating. He was really lethargic. And I wasn't actually too concerned about him, but my mother-in-law, she was the one that sort of alerted me to the fact that it might be quite serious. So we ended up taking him to the Kenepuru Accident and Emergency Centre. I think in between the space of about the time it took us to get from home to the hospital, he became really, really unwell. He was vomiting constantly. He was complaining and grabbing his head. And so we arrived there, but were told to take a seat and that there would be a wait time for us to see somebody. So we sat down. And he, they didn't really take much notice of us until he threw up all over the floor.
So was your son vaccinated at all at the time, and has he been vaccinated ever since?
Yes, so all of my children are fully vaccinated. He was up to date at the time, and he has since been vaccinated again.
Awesome.
Well, what was the treatment of the staff like at the hospital at the time? You just mentioned, you know, having to take a seat.
Yeah.
Mm. So how were we made comfortable at the time, and you and the whānau were looked after?
No, not at all. So we went to reception, we signed in, they took some info. We were told to take a seat. We were told that a nurse would be able to talk to us shortly. In the meantime, my son is sitting there vomiting everywhere. He just constantly, because he'd had no kai in his puku, he was vomiting bile. So it was just, he was basically vomiting fluid, and it was constant. So it wasn't until they saw that he was constantly vomiting that they took notice of us, and they came over and gave me some towels to clean up the mess. And then said, "Oh, we'll try and get you seen sooner," but there aren't any promises. So we sat, I think, in the waiting area for about 20 minutes, and in that time he deteriorated, and I sort of demanded to see someone. So they took us through, we got to see one of the GPs there, and she said, "It's just a viral bug, go home."
So do you think that given that Māori sit within the highest statistics for contracting meningitis, do you think that your son should have been a priority to the workers at the time?
Absolutely, he should have been. I think, given the signs and symptoms that he was displaying, that he definitely should have been prioritised to go through much sooner than we were.
Mm. So you were saying that you were sent home. Did you go home or did you demand?
No, I they were quite happy with their level of care that they provided us, and gave us a script for some Pamol and paracetamol, and then told us to go home and he would recover in the next few days. That didn't sit well with me, and I ended up taking him into Wellington. And by the time we got to Wellington, he was rushed straight in, and he was hooked up to machines, and then we spent the next 2 weeks in there.
Do you reckon, or do you personally think that staff are under-educated with this particular disease or virus?
I definitely think at the time there was an element of not being educated enough around the signs and symptoms and what to look out for. However, I think over the years and as it's become a disease that's more well-known, and I definitely think that things have changed for the better. But in saying that, though, children are still dying, so there's obviously something going wrong.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, it doesn't sound good. But I just want to touch on how you were saying when you're answering being prioritised about the signs that your son was showing. What have you learnt so now? What are some of the signs that people should look at?
Well, given that I've got a bit of a background in health with my nursing degree, I think the things to look out for are fevers, the vomiting, the diarrhea, the sore head. I think if there's a child displaying any of those signs altogether, regardless of whether or not they think it's just viral, I think they should get seen. And I think that parents should go with their gut instinct, because if we hadn't have gone with our gut instinct, there's no doubt that Mason would have died.
So do you think that with the rise in tamariki dying of this disease lately, that the health professionals should have done a lot more to let the whānau know about the new strain of meningitis that's actually become an epidemic here in Aotearoa over these past couple of months?
Yeah, I think there's not enough information freely available, especially in those in vulnerable areas, especially in those hard-to-reach areas, and especially in those, you know, low-decile areas. There's not enough resources. There's not enough ground staff. The information is out there, but people are unaware how to access it. They're not sure what questions to ask, and I definitely think there needs to be more people on the ground door knocking and saying, hey, this is what's happening in our community. This is what you need to look out for.
Ka pai, Zoe. Well, just a reminder that we're based up here in Kaitaia, and as you're speaking about those hard-to-reach places, you know, one person who has tried to attack that is Dr. Lance O'Sullivan. But recently he's made attacks on the health systems. I'm not sure if you've been made aware of that or if
I'm
you've seen any of that.
Dr. Lance Sullivan, yes.
And so, you know, do you agree or disagree with sort of like basic, oh, you know, he's definitely passionate about it, but what's your thoughts on his whakaro?
Oh, I am Team Lance all the way. I think that there are real focuses on areas of health that aren't necessarily or shouldn't necessarily be a priority. And I think that if you get in early enough with whānau, you can do so much more prevention work with them. But, you know, there's no point bringing out a vaccine now when children have been dying, you know, in the years leading up to this. It's kind of like, you know, does it take children to die before the government do something? And so I think, you know, you need to put in that groundwork now. It's never too late to educate people. So, I definitely agree with some of Lance's kōrero.
Yeah, definitely.
Most of his kōrero, yeah.
I think Dr. Lance is highly regarded and everyone respects the kōrero that he does, especially with all the mahi that he has done in our hapuri. But I think it is that does fall back on a lot of the lack of knowledge, even with our whānau. So whānau are just getting sent home, being told that your baby's just got a virus. So is there any other advice that you have to the people that are concerned that they're not being listened to by medical professionals? And are there any other things that whānau can do to encourage doctors to take whānau's,
gut feelings.
Gut feelings, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's hard because, I mean, obviously I don't live up there, but my advice to whānau, if they have concerns around this, you need to speak up, you need to have a voice, and if you don't feel that you're strong enough or have the courage to have that voice, get a group together, get your whānau together, go and see your GP, like even if it's not for a medical reason, go and see your doctor, go and speak to the nurses that work in your community and ask for some advice, ask for some brochures, have them hanging up in your kitchen or in your kura or at the kohanga so that people are aware of what to look out for. And I think at the end of the day, you go with your gut instinct.
Oh, kia ora, Zoe.
If you think your pepe is sick, then you just keep them seen and you demand until they are seen.
Thank you for taking the time out, man. This has been massive talking to you on this really important kaupapa. We have, however, come to an end of this part of the show. But again, thank you for all of your advice and also the story that you shared about your son, Zoe. Okay. So all the best for you for the rest of the afternoon.
Hi, ngā mihi kōrua.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Hoi nō rā I te wiko ia ko te reo kōrero o Zoe Vāri, engari me kaha tāhuri a ki tātai ki ngā take o te tai tukerau. Mau toni mai.